Wake Up Your Family on Coast 93.1.
Hello, good morning. It's 7:22 at the Connolly family's house in Portland. Got the whole crew. What do we have, about 20 people, 25 people here?
We have, like, from the grandma and grandpa all the way down to the kids.
And I got to say hello to Caitlin and Aliana.
Oh, that's cute.
Aliana, who I was given the correct pronunciation too.
Okay.
Aliana. She's five, little Aliana. And they listen to us around this time in the morning. And Caitlin says, we listen to your show every morning. I mentioned one day that I loved Eva's laugh, and she got very defensive and said, well, I love Blake's laugh and how silly he is. Because apparently she has a little crush on me. She's like,
I'm silly too, Aliana.
Okay.
It's the second kid to call you silly and me not silly.
Well, I tend to do very well with the under 10 crowd.
Hello, I do the farts. And I do the bum jokes.
Okay, I wouldn't.
Well,
see, we're on the radio. See, I'm trying to marry you off. You can't yell that stuff. Okay, you need to stop yelling. I do the farts. She made a funny face, which is really funny on the radio.
Oh my God, I had too much sugar.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Okay, Aliana,
she's
going to
be
silly.
Okay, Eva's going to crash by the time we get to the porthole. If you see a blonde lady with great hair asleep on the deck in the rain, that's Eva. We'll be there at 5 o'clock.
I know.
So remember yesterday we were talking about there was a guy who went to work and he wanted to wear shorts and he got sent home from work because
right.
that violated dress code. And he was like, well, that's not fair. The women can wear dresses or skirts. I can't wear shorts.
Right.
So he went back in a dress. And they said, oh, good point.
Right.
Well, now a bunch of school kids in the UK, these little British school kids did it, and they said, listen, it's been really hot. Like, they're having a heat wave, too.
Yes.
So I guess with the West Coast here,
right.
the Southwest is really bad. They've been having a heat wave over there, too. And they said, okay, well, that's it. So they showed up to school wearing a bunch of skirts.
Oh, well, and that's not too far off.
One was punished. And they said, okay, we'll fix the uniform rules.
Right.
So how about that? All it takes is a bunch of boys in skirts
right.
to really change the world.
They were like, the Scots do it. Why can't we?
Well, that's a good point because they've already got the kilts.
Right.
So I guess it's not that far off.
No, it's not.
You know, I've never worn a kilt. This is not something I've really like had a desire to do.
Why not for Halloween you be a kilter? What do you call it?
What's a kilter?
Well, a man that wears kilts. What are they called? Irishman?
A Scottish person?
Yes. That would be cute. You and Kyle can be matching Scots.
Oh, God, I'm going to throw up in my mouth.
I can see it now.
Oh,
yep.
God. And we'll have that little thing that dangles, you know, with a little, like
yep,
a little
pouch.
Isn't that funny? Because you think of Scottish men, like I think of like Colin Farrell as like a very manly man.
Right.
But then they wear skirts with man purses.
Right.
Think about that for a second.
And what is in their man purse? Like
probably
what?
Some mascara and,
no.
you know, lip balm and.
No.
Yeah.
Like, what would men carry in your man?
You know, you always got to be ready.
A mini pad?
Yeah, who knows?
That's only if you're going out with me and you need an extra.
Okay. You see?
Well, who else wears
one? I really tried. Like, I said. And then I'm the one who gets blamed for this. Eva says, well, you just let me say these things.
Well, I just think.
You know what I need? I need like a little remote. What are they, like a shot? You know,
like
a little shot collar. Whenever you start to say,
Oh God,
I'm going to pee my... You know, so that way you'll stop.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm really gassy. You know, don't ever put a fish in your profile picture. I hate all men. See, that's going to be the cure.
That's awesome.
The cure to singledom.
That's awesome.